Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a couple of reminders for CRP producers. If you're a producer with a CRP contract that will be expiring September 30th, which is tomorrow, and are considering returning those acres to crop production for the 2012 crop year, remember to stop by and check with NRCS to update your current conservation plan of operation that you have in place for your CRP acres. Fall is also a time when producers begin to work on their land, whether that be dirt work in the drainage areas or removal of trees in areas to gain more land for production. To maintain eligibility for USDA programs, remember to stop by the Service Center to complete an AD 1026 highly erodible land and wetland conservation certification before you begin the work. And now, a brief reminder about the 2011 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain market prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The September 2011 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2011 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA Service Center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2011 crops through May 31, 2012. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. Next, some notes about reconstitutions. For FSA program purposes, tracts having the same owner and operator are grouped under one farm serial number. When changes in ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution is necessary. The reconstitution is the process of combining or dividing farms or tracts based on the farming operation. Reconstitutions for 2012 can be requested any time between now and August 1 of 2012 for farms enrolled in specific programs. If all their part of the farm is sold or ownership is transferred, new owners are reminded that a copy of their property deed must be brought to the county FSA office before a reconstitution can be completed. Further questions on reconstitutions or to find out if a reconstitution is needed for your farming operation, contact the local FSA office. Now some notes for our small grain producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for the crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Producers interested in purchasing coverage through the NAP program for alfalfa, asparagus, clover, grasses intended for forage, mixed forages, rhubarb, rye, strawberries, and winter wheat are reminded to do so before the sales closing date of September 30th. Apricots, apples, aronia berries, blueberries, caneberries, cherries, chestnuts, gooseberries, stone fruits, and walnuts have an application closing date of November 20. Honey and maple syrup NAP sales dates close December 1st. Finally, some notes for producers in the DCP and acre programs. Producers receiving a share of DCP payments in 2011 are reminded that the final date to submit all signatures for the DCP program is tomorrow, September 30th. Also, those producers involved in the 2010 acre program who have received a notice to prioritize their crops are reminded to complete and return that form to the county office by September 30th, which is tomorrow as well. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.